Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Sophie and Alessia with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, First Nations Australians and scientists are working together to release millions of baby coral in what is estimated to be the largest restoration trial on the Great Barrier Reef. The trial comes after the fifth mass bleaching event was recorded across the Great Barrier Reef last year. A team from the Australian Institute of Marine Science have been working alongside First Nations Australians, part of the Indigenous Futures Program, to grow and monitor baby coral. If successful, the program aims to exceed the Australian Institute of Marine Science's previous release of 100,000 baby coral in 2023.
In national news, 14,000 Optus customers in southeast Melbourne have lost service with warnings that emergency service calls will be impacted. Services in the Frankston and Mornington Peninsula areas have been impacted, and according to Optus, it has been caused by an aerial fibre break. The Optus website has said that customers will only be able to contact emergency services if they have access via Wi-Fi or are within range of another mobile network. Optus is currently the subject of a Senate inquiry after an outage in September and is currently investigating the Melbourne outage.
The New South Wales Department of Education is closing 25 schools across the state due to extreme fire conditions for today. Temperatures are expected to soar today as hot air travels to the coast and humidity drops. BOM has issued a catastrophic fire warning for the lower central West Plains and extreme fire warnings for the northwestern region of the Australian border, down through central New South Wales to Riverina on the Victoria border. Extreme fire warnings are also in place for Greater Sydney, the Hunter and Illawarra regions. A fire ban is also in effect across 11 districts where an extreme or catastrophic fire ban is in place.
In international news, two climbers have been found dead and two climbers have been rescued on New Zealand's highest mountain. None of the climbers have been identified, however, the New Zealand Mountain Guides Association has said that two were members of their organisation and one is the guide's client. The police have confirmed that the bodies have been located and authorities will work through, quote, a challenging alpine environment, end quote, to recover the bodies. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with high chances of showers, becoming less likely in the afternoon and a possible severe storm this evening. It's currently 29 degrees with an expected maximum of 32. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.